All right, great way to close out the Metrodome, Mall of America feel. So proud of our players, just battling and, you know, just being able to focus on this game and not get caught up in anything else. And this being Christmas week, you know, we were concerned about the distractions of some of the things that go on when your family comes in town and how that can get your mind off of what we had to get done. But to our players' credit, they focused on what we had to do to get a win today and did a terrific job all the way around. So just extremely proud of our guys.
How good is Patterson going to be in the future?
Jim, I think he's going to be pretty special. He stays healthy. The sky's the limit. He's a very talented young man, without question. That's obvious. But he could be one of the all-time greats before it's over.
Did you talk with the Wills? And what was their message?
Did I talk with
the Wills, Mark and Ziggy?
Yeah, I did. Their message, you know, just before the game or yesterday, just, you know, go out and battle and try to get a win, and we got a win. So,
Leslie, how quickly do you think you'll know about your situation and your staff situation?
Well, I'm not sure about that, Joe. I have a contract. Our staff has a contract for 2014, and, you know, I hope that the Wolf family will honor that and, you know, give us a chance to come back next season and try to get our quarterback situation fixed, try to get the depth of our roster fixed, along with some other areas on our roster that need to be fixed. I hope they'll, you know, give this staff a chance to, you know, finish what we've gotten started. We're only a season removed from the playoffs. I think our guys are still playing hard, and you know, we're on the contract, so we'll see.
You said you need to fix the quarterback situation. Do you feel like you're going to have to start over there again this offseason?
You know, you like the way Matt did some things here at the end of the year. That gives you some hope. But a lot of conversation has to go into it. There's a lot of review that needs to go into it as well. It's a quarterback-driven league, and if you don't have that position functioning the way you need to, I don't care what you do it in other areas of your team. You know, you're going to be, you know, fighting uphill. So it's something that has to take a lot of discussion and make a decision on what's the best thing to do.
Your job status, there is a Fox Sports report out that says that you're going to be fired tomorrow. When you hear that report, are you alarmed? Do you think there's any validity to that? Or what would be your thoughts on that's out there?
I don't get concerned about reports about my job. I mean, I can't control reports about my job. But I can control being able to prepare our football team to go out and play like they did today. Now, that's something under my control.
What was your closing message to the guys in the locker room after this one?
Just told them how proud I am of what they've done this season, to battle through adverse moments, to finish the second half of the season 4-3-1 against some quality opponents who you know, were battling for playoff spots. The two toughest losses we had were the Seattle game and the Cincinnati game, and they were very, very good teams at home this year, outstanding teams at home. So, but just told them how proud I am of the way they battled. Special group of guys. I mean, there were a lot of times they could have thrown in the towel and said, but they didn't. I mean, they kept battling, and today is great evidence of that.
When you talked to the Wolves, did you ask them for any clarification on your job status at all?
Probably better to let the general manager or the Wolves answer that. I mean, they'll voice their thoughts at some point, I would imagine.
Pretty standard after every season, though, you sit down with the Wills and Rick and just kind of go over the season, where the organization is at?
It is.
Tomorrow, I assume?
I have not been told that that's tomorrow, so I can't say that.
You did make a point of coming back out of the locker room and kind of thanking guys as they were going in and giving them a hug and congratulating. What prompted that?
Well, you know that the team is going to be different a season from now. I just wanted to be able to thank those guys for, you know, what they've done this year and the way they've battled every single week to give us a chance. We didn't always get the ball to bounce our way. I think someone told me the other day that we were like 52 seconds from being a 10-6 team, or, yeah, 10-6 team, fighting to win our 10th game today. And, you know, we just haven't, you know, completed some things that would have helped us, but it's not because they haven't, you know, given us everything that they have. So I wanted to thank them.
Talk about the defense today. Obviously been inconsistent all season, but they stepped up today. What was the difference?
You know, it's always good when your defense plays well. We've had some moments where we played well this season. It's good to see, you know, some of the guys who wouldn't ordinarily be on the field, the Sean Prathers, the Marcus Sherrills, you know, come in and help us the way they did. And just guys playing hard and making plays when we had opportunity to make plays.
Plus, you pour so much emotion into a season like you just did, and all of a sudden it's over, it ends, and the uncertainty is just hanging over here. Is it hard for you to deal with all that when you're still dissecting sort of what just happened on the field and your own competitive spirit that you want to keep fighting for what you believe in here?
Well, you're right. There's a lot that goes into these ball games, you know, as you prepare. It's unlike basketball or baseball where you got a game the next day, or, you know, back-to-back games, or, you know, three or four games in a week. So there's a lot that goes into preparation, and there's a lot of things that go through your mind as you're preparing for games. And I've tried my best to focus in on what we have to do, and you heard my comments early in the week when I thought we got distracted last week because of some things, and I wanted to deal with that with our team. If I get distracted, I know they're going to get distracted. So in our business, the margin of error is so small. You can't get distracted in order to have a chance to win. So, have a lot of belief in my ability as a coach. I have a lot of belief in the guys on our team, a lot of belief in our staff. And for that reason, you don't have to walk in fear. You just know that things are going to work out.
What would you say this game means to you, Coach, in terms of the last game in the Dome and winning this game? How would you put it?
Just happy for our fans. We have great fans here in Minnesota. I'm so happy we won the last game at the Metrodome at Mall of America Field. That's something I'll always be grateful for the support I've received here in Minnesota, and for us to be able to get a win in the last game at Mall of America Field. I mean, that's a nice gift for our fans as we enter the new year. A nice way to say Happy New Year to our fans.
Coach, are you proud of your resume to this point, of what you've accomplished, being this your first chance as being a head coach?
Absolutely, Jim. I mean, I've done everything I can do in my tenure here as the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. I just know, as I mentioned earlier, in our league, You need to get that quarterback position fixed. You know, you can talk about defense, you can talk about offense, you can talk about special teams. I'm absolutely, to answer your question, yes, I am.
Along the line of getting the quarterback position fixed.
Pardon me?
Along the quarterback lines, Matt Castle was the primary quarterback in four of your five wins. Any regrets that you didn't turn to him sooner in the season, or how do you look at that situation?
Like I've said before, Chris, when I've been asked that, when we made those decisions early in the season regarding our quarterback, you know, you're making decisions based on, in my mind, the short term and the long term. When we decided to stay with Christian, I mean, that was a reason we did that at that time. Now, in retrospect, you can look back and say, well, maybe you should have did this. But we talked about why we did what we did. And if it worked out, you know, there would be no second guessing. And it didn't. But we knew why we did what we did.
Very important decisions, how much input was coming from either ownership or management above you?
I think you guys have heard me say this before. I think you asked me, Jim, who made a decision regarding Josh Freeman. In this position, when you're talking about the quarterback position, you don't make these decisions alone. I mean, the quarterback position, this is a franchise position. So, you know, it's a collective decision. At the end of the day, I'm the head coach, but when it comes to the quarterback, it's not like inserting an offensive guard or a wide receiver or a tight end. That's a completely different matter. So, believe me, there were discussions in each one of those situations.
And obviously, you talked about Josh's that way every time you made a quarterback change, or was that specific to Josh's situation?
Anytime we made a quarterback change, there's never – I've been in the league too long and been around football too long. You don't want to make decisions regarding a quarterback without ownership and a general manager being involved to some degree. You can make a suggestion, but they need to sign off on it. This is the franchise. So it's not the center position. It's not the guard. It's the quarterback. So, yeah, we discussed each one of those moves.
Do you feel like you got a complete evaluation on Christian from the early season work that he got?
Like I said earlier, there's going to be a lot of discussion, a lot of film to be reviewed, a lot of conversation regarding, you know, what happens going forward at the quarterback position. And, you know, obviously, it's a big decision that has to be made, but I don't think at this point it would be wise to declare one way or another. And there's a lot that needs to go into this decision. So there's a lot of time and a lot of things that have to go into it. All right, thank you guys.
Both Castle.